Yeah, hope for the best, but expect the worst, I guess you could say. If you don't mind getting something that's going to require a lot of work, then, you know, still do your homework and ask the questions before you bid, and ask for extra pictures if you want to, and so you can get a good feeling for it. But keep in mind, unless they specifically say these are new appliances, I replaced them in the last couple years, you're going to more than likely have to repair that kind of stuff. And if that's not what you want to get into, then you need to look for somebody who's putting something on it that says, this trailer has been gone through, we replaced X, Y, and Z, it all works perfect, we've been using this trailer, it hasn't been sitting, and you can get a good pictures. You know, that's another thing. If there's only one or two fuzzy pictures on the ad, I wouldn't bid on something like that, because they're obviously trying to hide something. So, hey, let the buyer beware. That's how it always is.
Yeah, there are times as well that the sellers go out and very honestly trying to sell their trailer and don't realize the issues that are there. They have no clue. And so they're trying to describe it honestly, but they just don't know enough about it. Even though they may have owned it for 10 or 15 or even 20 years, there still can be serious issues going on there that were just been creeping up over the years, and they had no idea that they've become serious problems.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, buying trailers on there could be a hairy business, but what about parts? If you need this special part for your, you know, 58 Sovereign, is that a good place to get it?
Well, if there's a buy it now and you're the first one to find it. otherwise, it's you know, you're probably gonna pay quite a bit for it. But I've used eBay, you know, elephant hooks. I found some on there. You never see them come up on eBay, but I found some. I got six elephant, you know, buy 'em hooks, I guess, what you call them. That's like the little elephant nose and two eyes.
Rob, Legomatic chairs.
That was a fluke. Yeah, I'll admit it.
3 o'clock in the morning with a buy it now.
Oh, lucky.
And you got the other piece on the eBay is there's, you know, certain things to search for that, you know, won't always have the word Airstream in them that were actually Airstream parts. So there's actually a scientific or a method to the madness of searching eBay of how to find things. Legomatic chairs, I found those on eBay. You know, you'll see like propane regulators come up on eBay all the time. Like I think Collins mentioned that on a previous show. Just go out and buy a new propane regulator. You know, safety-wise, yeah. You know, it'll be much better down the road. But you'll see them come up. Hubcaps, they're going big right now. They have been, Airstream hubcaps. And you'll see things on eBay go, you know, you're watching it. Like, I cannot believe that something's going that high. But they do. And, you know, we're restoring a vintage tow vehicle for the Caravelle and for the Sovereign of the Road, a 65 Wagoneer and a 58 International Travel All now. And there I'm always looking on eBay for, you know, new old stock or, you know, parts to that I'm looking for to restore it. So I use it. I check eBay every day. Yeah, you know, drives Zoe crazy, but I do. I think it's a good source.
Yes. Some of these parts, it's kind of interesting when you watch. If you're checking every day, I think, Rob, you've probably seen the same thing where a part would show up. And, you know, if you've been on there for a couple of years watching eBay and suddenly this thing shows up that you hadn't seen before, and you go, oh my God, this looks like it. And you start watching, so, you know, like, I'd really like this. I'd pay $20 or $25 for it or whatever. And you start watching it, and then right near the end, you know, like in the last 20 seconds, literally, the thing can go up to a couple hundred bucks. And you're going, like, that's ridiculous that somebody's paying a couple hundred bucks for the whatever widget that, you know, you've been sort of waiting for, but I guess a lot of other people have been waiting for it as well. Typically, what happens is that they, over the next few weeks after that sale, you'll see other people pulling them out of the woodwork and putting them up there, hoping they're going to get that really high price. And usually what happens is the prices come down and level themselves out with the old supply and demand. There's, you know, it only takes two people to put a price through the roof that wants something. But as soon as those two people have got the first two expensive ones, the rest of the people can, you know, start getting them at reasonable prices.
Well, that's a good point.
You know, like, I think, you know, air roof vents were going, you know, everybody needed them. If it was, we're doing a restoration, everybody wanted that, you know, original air roof vent. And then you'd see some that were polished on eBay and going $200.